Jerry Bader Show, 1006 Boston. Peace of Mind, of course, the name of the song, Jason's classic cut on a Thursday. If you were watching the Brewers game, not yesterday, but the night before last, did you happen to watch it at all, Jason? You didn't. The players in the field were being attacked by insects. Okay, you did see that. I don't know what those are, but they showed up at my house last night. They look, now I remember taking this up before, and I remember we actually called Phil Pelletieri. I think I was still doing news, the state entomologist. They're just, I mean, they look like flying ants. That's about the closest thing that I can come up with. And I'm already dealing with infestations on my house. I've got a wasp nest I have to deal with. I have a bumblebee's nest I have to deal with. And then these things show up, and the air was just thick with them, like it wasn't Miller Park, and the players are swatting them away. And I can't think of what they're called. I know I actually did a news story on this. And I don't think they hatch every year. But they do. They look like these flying ants, sort of, kind of. And they're just, my windshield of my car was thick with them as I went out to mow the lawn last night. And then they were just gone. But yeah, they were just all over the place. And I hadn't really seen anything reported as to what it was, but what they showed is if you had high, now someone's going to tell Jason they know exactly what they were, and maybe they're right, maybe they're not, but it was absolutely amazing to me. Speaking of the Brewers, they lost yesterday, a meltdown on the mound, 5-run inning, that'll happen. I knew they weren't going to pull away from St. Louis. They may fall behind St. Louis before the end of the season is over. It's going to be, and then might come back and win the division. It's going to be a very, very exciting September. I'm perfectly comfortable with where the Brewers are right now. Here is a rules is rules is rules is rules topic. Outside the Green Bay area, you may not be aware of a pretty heated high school football rivalry. There are heated high school football rivalries all over the country. If you're listening in Sheboygan, there's one. If you're listening in Wausau, there's one. If you're listening in Manitowoc, maybe it's a cross-town rival. Maybe it's a conference rival. But one of the cool things about high school football, just as in any sport, is you have these rivalries. There has been a rather heated rivalry in recent years in the Fox River Classic Conference in the Green Bay Fox Valley area. It is amongst two Green Bay suburbs. It is Bayport High School in Howard Suamico District, Bayport, and Ashwaubenon. Now, because my daughters are in high school band, or had been when they were in high school, I am aware of quarterback James Morgan. He's an amazing talent, and he is committed to Bowling Green. Bayport's quarterback is also superb. Alec Ingold is going to Northern Illinois. The fact that you have two NCAA Division I quarterbacks in a heated rivalry and will be playing in what is likely going to be for the conference championship, most likely, in week 7, Ashwaubenon versus Bayport, caught the eye of ESPN. ESPN wanted to televise this game on one of their networks. So some things had to happen. It was willing to televise it, again, in part because you've got two NCAA Division I future quarterbacks that are going to be taking part. This meant that there had to be some tweaking of the schedule. Bayport was scheduled to play DePere, and Ashwaubenon was scheduled to play Green Bay Preble in week 1. But the schools got the okay from their opponents to make the switch, allowing the Redbirds and Hornets to meet in week 1. So this opened up a situation. They juggled the schedule so they could do all of this. So all four teams are in agreement. This would have happened on a Sunday. ESPN would have wanted this to happen on a Sunday. Guess who killed the whole damn thing? Any guesses? The WIAA would not sign off. Why? They have a rule that schools can't play 2 football games in 1 calendar week during the regular season. Both teams are scheduled to play the following Friday. As the Green Bay paper reports, just like that, the idea was nixed. Had no problem with ESPN coming in on Saturday and doing it, or Friday, or having them tape delay. WIAA Communications Director Todd Clark said, they said this is when you are going to play. Unlike a lot of the conferences in professional sports, we just don't feel the need for ESPN to tell us or the schools when to play. When you're telling someone to break a membership rule, we just can't do that. We'd love the exposure that it's going to get, but we have to do it within the confines of the rules. Why? Why? So you can never make an exception. Well, if we make an exception, then everybody's going to... Then you say no. No, that this is an opportunity to showcase 2 Wisconsin high schools to a national audience and 2 future Division I NCAA quarterbacks. Now, and the other thing, what is the purpose behind the rule? What harm is done if in the future another school or schools want to do it? What is the purpose of the rule? Bayport Athletic Director Otis Chambers said he was optimistic at the time the schools would be able to get a WIAA waiver because of the circumstances. We were disappointed it didn't happen, Chambers said. We thought it would have been great for the state of Wisconsin, the FRCC, and both schools involved. It would have been. Now, you can ask another question. You can ask another question. Well, why couldn't ESPN have been more flexible? If they really wanted to broadcast this game, why not broadcast it when it's scheduled to happen? On a Friday night or maybe even a Saturday night? I think that is a fair question, actually. Why was ESPN so intransigent? I don't know the answer to that. But I do know the WIAA has this knee-jerk reaction. Rules is rules. And we're not going to have anybody telling us we have to break our rules. That's just what they should do. Is just say, nope, you just can't. No, that's the rule. You can't even take a look at this. Well, gee, just this one time, is it worth it? Now, they said they were willing to allow them to tape delay. Well, for obvious reasons, ESPN didn't want to do that. And I'm guessing NCAA probably trumps a high school game on a Friday or Saturday. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure that's the case. It wouldn't work. You squandered a promotional opportunity for one of your conferences because you just could not. Nope. They are militant when it comes to the rules, and they drive me nuts. Speaking of driving me nuts, you are probably aware that I did the ice bucket challenge. We had some fun with it. If you haven't seen it at jerrybadershow.com, I, of course, have been very hard on Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt over a now-dead Walmart proposal for downtown Green Bay. So I let him douse me with the water. We had a lot of fun. I don't know if you're aware of this. The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge has actually come under a lot of criticism. Colin Roth and I have dueling columns at Right Wisconsin today. I support it. Colin agrees with some of the critics. I'll share some of each with you in 5 minutes and then get your thoughts. It's 10:17.
Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.